Hello, everyone. I'm Eric D'Souza, and you are listening to Crime Writers of Canada's podcast, where we discuss all things crime fiction with authors from coast to coast. Today, joining me is Julie Hinner. How are you, Julie?
Great. How are you, Eric? Thanks for having me.
I'm very good, and it's a pleasure to have you once again. A little bit about Julie. She lives in Calgary, nestled near the Rocky Mountains. A hardcore 80 rocker at heart, Julie's writing is infused with music of all eras. Her dark crime novels are a fusion of 80s heavy metal, 70s acid rock, and dark storytelling, and we should amend that to say we're now into the 1990s. Obsessed with the dark mind of serial killer, Julie's characters are based on bits and pieces of some of the most terrifying monsters to roam the earth. She is Alberta's regional rep for Crime Writers of Canada. The last time we chatted, there's been actually a couple of times, but the last time we chatted, she was nominated for the Crime Writers of Canada Award for Best Novella for her story Dead End Track, which took place in the 1970s. Her new book, Thrash Track, takes place in 1999, and although it's still a Detective Mahoney series, the protagonist is someone new. Actually, let's start there, if you don't mind. I have to admit, I've read your early works. We're still in like the 1980s, the 1970s. We've jumped a bit, and I was thrown a little bit when I saw that your protagonist was now named Stella. So could you tell us a little bit about Stella Mahoney?
Of course. So the first three books in the series are in the late 80s, and they belong to Detective Yeager Mahoney Sr., which is Stella's father. So he's got his trilogy, and if you dive into them, you'll see why he has a trilogy. He goes through a lot, and it just felt right to leave him there in the 80s and then to jump forth into the 90s and start a new trilogy, which is still an extension, but they can be read separately as well, because some people do like to not have to read things in order. And of course, Stella does reveal her history with her father. So we learn more about her because she was only really alluded to a little bit in the first three books. But, you know, she's a firecracker. She's a badass detective. She kind of wants to follow the rules, but she just can't. She has to go with her Mahoney gut. And of course, she's hot on the outside, but cold on the inside. She's hurt. She misses her father, and there's a history there. So she is a little broken and damaged, and she absolutely loves to blow off steam with bourbon, sex, and, you know, her front row spot at sweaty headbanging metal shows.
Another thing you are known for is these very dark antagonists. Always dark, but very unique from each other. You always get in their head. I'm not sure if you're doing it again, but you usually tell it from the point of view of the killer's point of view also, and you switch between the two. Are you doing that again? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about The Skin Peeler?
Definitely. This is definitely a book that goes into both points of view. All of the books in this series do. I really love things like Criminal Minds or Silence of the Lambs, where you get to see deep into both perspectives. And so that's what this series is. And in this case, Lolita, aka the Skin Peeler, she actually has some damage in the back of her brain. And that's explained through the story slowly. But what happens is her mind keeps flickering between 1993, when here in Calgary, something called Electric Avenue was still thriving to some extent. It was starting to dwindle, but it was a several block party strip that was really quite known. So her mind keeps putting her back as if she's there, but she's actually in 1999. So you get to see what's happening to her mind and how it's flickering her back and forth. And sometimes she doesn't even really know what's real and what isn't real. Now, her killer side is really based on several real serial killers, the prime one being Ed Gein. And if you've seen Silence of the Lambs, he was one of the inspirations for the guy peeling skin off women. And in fact, in his house, he had a house full of lamps, furniture, even clothing, leggings, and suits made out of skin. So thus, the skin peeler, Lolita, she's actually peeling skin off of hands, and it's symbolic to what fantasy she's trying to recreate. And I'll leave it there because I don't want to reveal too much.
It's a good spot. It's a good spot to leave it. Well, another integral part of your storytelling is always music. It's infused in your stories. I know you, and we've chatted a bit about it before, but why is music so important to both you and your stories?
Well, to me, growing up, I was as glued to my books as I was to my Walkman, and I guess music has just been such a part of my life. I absolutely love the experience of a live show and real raw talent. You know, we have a lot of smaller local bands too that I've just been devouring. And I guess just the experience of being up there and everything about being in that environment is just electrifying to me. So when I wrote the first book in the series, I actually really had a lot of doubt for 2 years writing this thing, thought, what am I doing? Nobody's going to want to read this. But you know what? This is a niche thing. And there are certain people that absolutely love the complete fusion of music and storytelling. And in this one, it is probably, if not the most, one of the most important musically infused books of this series. And I say that because I literally have two characters, one that's thrash metal all the way, Slayer, other types of metal like Queensryche, and I could go on and on, and that's the detective. And then you've got Lolita, who's she's obsessed with this thing. It's actually called Children of the Corn with a K, and it was done in the, I think, 1999, and it was a fusion of Ice Cube and Korn. So on one of Korn's albums, there's a track that features Ice Cube. So you've got these punch you in the face Ice Cube rhymes, and then you've got this, you know, chilling raw Korn, if you've ever listened to Korn. And the whole song is based on Stephen King's Children of the Corn. So it's really creepy. And it's just this mash of two worlds. So what I literally did was took Stella's world and Lolita's world, and in the book, their worlds completely 100% collide at a thrash metal meets rap show. So the whole plot and the characters are absolutely 100% driven by this. So this might be the most musically infused book yet.
You're taking us on a trip for those of us of a certain age that remember names like Korn and Ice Cube. 1999 was such an interesting year for rock music. I think we were all still, a lot of us were coming off the death of Kurt Cobain, and grunge was sort of diminishing, coming to its end, and all these bands were trying to fill that void. And I guess there was, I remember bands like Korn, but also like Blink 182 and Kid Rock sort of trying to find their way. Foo Fighters, I think, were just starting up again. But thrash never really disappeared. I mean, there's an underground thrash scene still today. They're hardcore fans. I was surprised to hear that you're actually a fan.
Oh, definitely. I love it. I love the fast pace. And there's nothing I love more than a good like bleh or something like that. And they're, you know, they throw those in at just the right moments. So I love it.
Another thing I read in a blurb is, and I'm going to have to ask you about this because I'm not sure what's going on, but this book has a soundtrack?
It does. So when I was writing the first book, I thought, oh man, this needs a custom soundtrack. Like the first one is infused with Guns N' Roses and Skid Row and all this good stuff. But I just felt like it needed like a custom soundtrack. And in fact, every book I've written, I feel like it needs that. This one has it. So basically, by throwing myself into the passion of writing and music and both communities, I have made some really important connections. And in fact, there is a local in Calgary thrash metal band called Hazard. And if you have not listened to this, you need to go and listen to it right now. These guys are about to release their third album. So they have two out there. And there's another fellow who has a production company that I've gotten to know. He's also in a killer band, but in this context, he plays the role of production manager. So he managed the whole project and serendipitously brought me and Hazard together. So I wrote the lyrics because Cody, the production manager, said, Julie, you need to write the lyrics. So I wrote the lyrics to two thrash metal songs. One of them is Through the Eyes of the Killer and one is Through the Eyes of Stella. And Hazard took it and started, you know, guitar, vocals, and they did an absolutely outstanding job. And then Cody mixed it all together and just put a cherry on top. So when you buy the book, and I won't be able to do this in the Amazons of the world, but in my private store and at my book launch and at in-person events that I go to, when you buy a nice copy of this book, you will get the two-track soundtrack. It's digital, so you can download it. And you'll also get a whole bunch of extra stuff, an album booklet with lyrics and artwork and all kinds of things. So it's really a package deal this time.
It also comes with beautiful artwork, which we obviously can't share on a podcast. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your website?
Yeah. So I don't have, actually I do have all the artwork up on the website right now. So when you go to my website, you will see that pretty much every book is a work of art between the cover and sometimes accompanying images as well. So in this case, we do have, when you get the book, you will get if you get the print book, you get a print card that has artwork for both tracks. So for Stella's Scream and for Skin Peeler, it also has artwork for the album cover itself. But even if you buy the digital version, when you download the soundtrack, you will get this booklet that I put together that has full page artwork for both tracks and the lyrics and the background about each track. So it's very visual. I mean, when I wrote the first one, it was basically bringing MTV videos to life through murder scenes. So it's the storytelling is very visual. So this is very fitting that I have a bunch of artwork to go with this.
Two questions then. Rapid fire. What is your website and do you do your own art?
Killersanddemons.com. And I do generate some of my books. I have the front cover done by a company that is able to really align the series. But I also have special editions that you can buy through my store that have different covers that I've created. I always create the back and I always create the accompanying artwork. And so in this case, for the soundtrack, I did all the artwork.
All right. I'm going to visit. Well, I've already been at your site, but I'm going to go again and go visit it because I didn't realize there were so many goodies that accompanied your book. I think that's it for today. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
Just one more thing. So it's just a new spin that other authors or readers might be interested in, but this time I'm actually doing a complete joint double release party. So on April 11th in Calgary, if you happen to be here, I'm doing a release of the book along with my favorite 80s metal glam band in Calgary. And they are releasing a new album. Lynx is releasing a new album. So we're doing a joint party and we've actually got, so they're playing, of course, we've got two other bands playing and I'm actually doing something a little different. I'm showing a book trailer on a big screen with the two tracks that go with the book. So just a note to think outside of the box when you're launching a book, it doesn't have to be musically inclined, but every story has something in it. And for authors, you absolutely can actually bring the book to life and bring your readers into the story when you launch the book. So it's really exciting this is happening. It is work. It's taken me a few years to get here, but anybody can really do this.
Well, Julie, it's always a pleasure chatting to everyone listening. I'll leave a link in the notes to our past interviews because they're always fun. Your book launches are always very different from the average reader's book launch. I would not call it a stingy, tired book launch that the rest of us do. So, good luck, Julie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.